Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Believe it or not, I think it's been about 4 years since I've talked to Kieran Peck and New River here on the show, and they're back with, obviously, Kieran and Susan, but a different face, different personality. But right here at a time when there's a new record that has come out from Kieran Peck and New River that is just turning heads all over the place. It's a great project. We're going to find out the secret, if any, behind this little bit different sound or different direction, but it's a good thing that's happening with this new project. But welcome to our microphones, Kieran Peck Gooch, Susan Peck Jackson, and Jeffrey Hawes. Good to see you guys.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Jeff's the new guy, so we're going to talk to him a lot today and get him broken into the whole radio world. But, Kieran, when it's time for a member change, in a way you dread it because of the whole process, but at the same time, you know, there's opportunities and God may be at work here and you'll know you'll come through on the other side.
Well, absolutely. I dread it because I'm not one to take the change very well. But one thing about it, when you have your own group, change is inevitable and people are going to move on. And so I don't look forward to the process, but someone told me at this last move, they said, you know, look forward to this, you know, because God is moving. He's, you know, and you know, when the decisions are made for you, you stand and think, okay, where do we go from here? But what we have found in this change is with Jeff coming along, he's very excited about being here, and therefore it's rubbing off on us. I think Susan is agreeing with me. I mean, it's nice having the excitement. We've had New River now for 19 years, so it's exciting to have someone that's excited to be here, and it's kind of making us go, hey, This is kind of fun. So, you know, so there's a lot of great ways to look at change.
Susan, you've been in the group since it started, right?
That's correct.
So, I mean, you've been a part of a lot of changes from a big band to a smaller group that's on the road through member changes and all. And I know you're excited about Jeff because I've heard nothing but good things about him. Talk about the process that you, and I don't know who else travels on the bus besides the three members. Do you have anybody else who travels with you?
Yes, we have. Karen has her family, her husband, and her two kids. And we have a bus driver. And we also have a product girl. Mm-hmm. And then my son goes with us during the summer when he's out of school. So we have quite a few people on the bus. When Jeff came along, we told him that we had kids and we had all these people on the bus, but he just fit right in. It's like, you know, one of our kids, you know, and but really Karen and I are old enough to be his sisters. But he's been great. We love having him here. He's got the best attitude. I mean, it's just, he's just really a great guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a kid himself. I mean, when mamas have to put in the rules and get the bus in order, does he say yes, ma'am, and follow suit?
Yes, he does pretty good.
He's a respectable young man.
Well-behaved.
One thing, he's very well-behaved. But see, he was a high school English teacher. So he's a 12th grade English teacher, and he was helping my kids since I homeschool. He was helping them write papers and helping Carrie with her adjectives and adverbs. And so that has been a major plus. But we were saying this, you know, there's one thing that we want to say about having an English teacher on our bus. We ain't never had no English teacher on our bus.
Well, now between you're doing some Gaither dates, so between Bill and Gloria and Jeff,
I know.
Watch out, Karen.
Bill really liked the idea of Jeff being an English teacher since he and Gloria were English teachers.
Jeff, have you talking to Bill about grammar?
Talked about transitive and intransitive verbs last week, so that was a highlight of my lunch.
I heard a story the other day of, I don't know if I should name her or not. Let's just say one of the Gaither staffers. They were scripting out some things for the videos, and this staff person said that she went round and round with Bill on this particular verb structure. And she said, it's a little bit nerve-wracking to sit there, and what do you call it when you dissect a verb? What's the term? Conjugate?
Yeah.
When you conjugate a verb. So doing the diagrams, when you're diagramming, conjugating verbs with Bill Gaither. And she said, I won't tell you who won, but I kind of have a feeling maybe she pointed out something he didn't realize. But there you go.
Oh,
you
I was nervous. I didn't say anything last week. That's just,
I agree.
Yes, sir.
So you came from, so do you mind saying how old you are?
No, I'm 26.
26. So you've had 26. Enough time there to get your, to experience the real world.
Oh, yeah.
Public school?
Public school.
Bless your heart, huh?
Yeah, K-12 school.
So were you with the singing grammar professor? Or?
Yeah, they called me the singing English teacher. And they, especially, I taught middle school for 2 years. So at the end of like a unit or something, I would reward them, which was crazy. But they would always ask me to sing. And so the song they would always ask me to sing was Lean on Me. Mm-hmm. And so if they did really well on a unit, then for the last like minute or two of class, I would sing Lean on Me. And my principal would walk down the hallway, but he knew, he kind of knew what was going on. So they, it was neat. And, you know, for them to want me to sing was pretty cool because, you know, most kids, they don't want to have anything to do with their teacher.
So did you enjoy teaching?
Loved it.
At your stage, I mean, you were teaching English at this point. My guess, if I've tried to answer this question for you, I might say you probably were itching to sing long before Karen Peck and you ever had a vacancy.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But is that true?
Yeah, many years. I mean, and I think I've always... You know, I've always known that I just felt like that's what God wanted with my life. But I had to have a backup plan. Yeah. And so, you know, education, had to have education. And I've always wanted to teach, too. But I was telling Karen one day, too, it's just when I sing, it's like that's just totally 100%. I feel like that's what God wants me to do. And it could have just been in my church or in my community. But I just always knew that that was something that I just – he gave me the passion for at an early age. So I was just thrilled to death, you know, to get to sing with these ladies. It's always been my dream, and it's kind of cool. No trouble.
Can we do something? Let's, Karen and Susan, we'll try to tell the story from here, and we'll kind of go back and forth. We'll start with Karen and Susan. They have a vacancy. They've got to audition singers. So, and I know you mentioned you were doing some auditions over Skype. Jeff's from Northern Alabama. What city?
It's a little town called Flat Rock.
Flat Rock.
Yeah.
And where's that near?
It's near Fort Payne.
Okay. Alabama country.
Yeah. Alabama boys.
There's an unclaimed furniture store.
Unclaimed baggage in Scottsboro. Yeah. It's about 30 minutes from your house. Yeah.
Okay, so you're in northern Alabama, ladies are in northern Georgia. Did y'all, he sent you a letter, I guess, or a tape, or how did this happen?
We were in a Bible conference in Pisgah, Alabama in October of last year, and Jeff, and he had a friend with him that day, and she was taking pictures, and then when they walked off, the preacher's daughter said, "That guy can really sing, and he plays a great piano, too." And Susan looked at me and said, "You know, we might, you know, need to think about if he plays piano, maybe if we're ever doing any ladies' conferences in the areas or doing something that we need a, you know, piano player, we may could call this guy." And matter of fact, we were friends on Facebook after that. And then Susan's the one that actually pursued him and mentioned him, you know, periodically over the next couple of months. And you want to tell about the note you found?
Yes, that night, you know, I asked him, did he sing? And he said, yes. And so that night I went to the bus and I wrote down his name and where it was, where the place where we saw him at. Mm-hmm. And then he had his number on his Facebook. So I had gotten his number on his off of his Facebook, mm-hmm. and put it in my wallet and forgot about it. Well, then when Devin called and said he was quitting, then Karen said, what about that guy from Alabama? And I told her who he was because I'd remembered his name. And so she said, okay. And I didn't think anything about it. Well, she called me the next day, which was Sunday. And she said, I called that guy. And so I said, you did? She said, yes. She said, he's sending us a demo. And then just last week, I was looking through my wallet trying to find something in there. And I pulled that piece of paper out where I had written it down to. Well, it's been 4 months ago now. So it's just been a God thing.
Wow. So when you get the call, or the mm-hmm. so it was a call?
Yes.
At 11 o'clock, yeah, my time, which is
Yeah, I got it the next day because my phone had been dead or something. I can't remember. But the next morning, I got the voicemail, and, you know, you said, this is Karen Peck. And I had to cut it off. I didn't even listen to the whole message, and I started jumping up and down like I was this little kid because I just flipped out. I thought, Karen Peck has my phone number, you know? And so then I cut it back on, and I listened to the rest of the voicemail, and then had to take a few deep breaths and called her back. But wow, very, very neat.
So at this part where you start getting excited, and I mean, it wasn't a done deal there. It was just a phone call. It's an opportunity. You're not married. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad live nearby?
Mm-hmm. I actually live with them. I moved back after college and moved out, and then I had to move back in with them.
So, I mean, obviously you pray about these things, but outside mm-hmm. of that, it's just an open decision for you. I mean, as long as everything works out and everything, and you get the job and it's your dream. So there's no question in your mind that or no reservations you would have.
Mm-hmm. No, from the start. Yeah, yep. I saw it as an opportunity. I mean, I never, in my wildest dreams, I would have never imagined that it would have ever worked out. I just knew that this happened for a reason because, you know, it was so much of a God thing. Through the whole thing, and I knew that he had a plan regardless of the outcome of just me getting to meet them and getting to sing with them. And so I just always knew that, you know, something was gonna come out of it. And I think that's what's so cool about it because, you know, I tell everybody that really the only thing I did was practice the songs, and the rest was God. I mean, from the beginning to the end, because he took my voice and just he equipped me for everything that I needed.
When you said you practice the songs, I've heard singers who have had big opportunities to audition. Some really did well, and some ended up ruining their voices those days because they were so excited. They rehearsed so much that when they got before the audition, they were completely hoarse, had no voice.
Well, for the audition, it was nerve wracking because I came in and I met their families, and Karen said, "Well, are you ready to do this thing?" And I said, "Yeah, let's go." So we went in there and did it, and that was, you know, it was tough, but I enjoyed it. But as far as being hoarse, the first night we sang together, I was very hoarse, and that had never really happened to my voice. I'm thinking, what's going on with my voice? But I think it was just the practicing so much. But the Lord got me through those first couple of nights.
Now, Karen and Susan, the pressure for you, and you're a sweet girl, so I don't think that you have the Simon Cowell personality at all. But and you certainly, you know, you want to show Christian love no matter what your decision would have been. But are you nervous to have to go through an audition knowing that you've got to be the one to say, yeah, you got the job, or you really cannot, you really should look somewhere else for your career, or maybe you're okay. It's just not what we're looking for. Is that always a tough decision?
I think that when you're so focused, the thing about it is we were under the gun.
Yeah.
I mean, we, you know, we found out the day after Christmas, so we're right on the road the next week. So we are trying, desperately thinking, okay, what are we going to do? Because we knew that we had a lot of concerts coming up, a lot of churches that we're repeating, but mm-hmm. some new churches as well. And so we were thinking, what will we do? And I felt a tremendous amount of pressure the first week, and very stressed. But I think as far as we're so focused, we know when we audition a guy, a lot of times you can tell the first, even when you first meet them, mm-hmm. whether they will be able to fit in with your family or not. You know, some of them, if they have attitudes or maybe have a little more confidence than they should.
Right.
And, you know, or some that just, you know, are great people but just are not ready to do the job at this point in their careers. And or they may be great singers but may not be well for us. You know, it may not be a good fit. So you have to weigh in all of those. I think we've been down this road so much that it is hard. I told Susan, this is my side of the job. Ricky, Susan, and I, my husband Ricky, and Susan and I, we have certain jobs that we do in New River, and this is my area. So I have to be the one mm-hmm. to call and say, hey, it's not going to work. But we thank you. And that's the part. There were a couple of calls I had to make that I really did not want to make. Mm-hmm. It's just, I get a pit in my stomach just talking about it because I know they're great guys and they would have done a great job, but we just didn't feel like that they were the right choices. So, but as far as making the choice with Jeff, he went with us the first weekend that we decided when Devin gave his notice. You know, we said, well, okay, well, we'll go the next weekend, but since we've got so many things coming up, we need to go ahead and start auditioning guys so we can kind of get some experience under our belt. And he was in total agreement with that. And so poor Jeff's first night was a Bible conference in LaGrange, Georgia, the next night with Frank Arnold in Mobile, Alabama, which is a big concert. And bless his heart, I mean, he was thrown to the fire. And then his close to his hometown the first Saturday night and in the Civic Center there in Bessemer, Alabama, then the next morning in our hometown.
Wow.
And so, but it was amazing. By the time we got to Sunday morning, it seemed like Jeff started getting, you know, just that experience, you know, behind him, and the nerves were kind of calmed down a little more. Well, she did a great job from day one, but that morning the power of God really fell in that mm-hmm. church, and we had people the next week, friends of ours, that would call the house and say, "Did you hire that young man?" And I said, "No, not yet." "Well, you better hire him. We love him. You need to get him. He's so anointed." And that was the. That's what drew us to Jeff. Jeff is a great singer, and he's getting better and better every day. I mean, he's a great singer, and he's got great talent, but he's got a great attitude.
Yeah.
And I keep saying we keep trying to find something wrong with him, but we can't. But he's got a great demeanor, and he also is very anointed. And we decided, we were praying, and we decided we're going for the anointing. And so far, it seems like that's the word that people keep saying to him is, you know, you're a great singer, but you're very anointed. And I'd rather somebody say that we're anointed over being a great singer any day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What was cool, too, is our kids love him. And my son called me on my cell phone. He says, "Mom, have you hired Jeff yet?" And Matthew loves him and, you know, wanted us to hire him, too. So the kids, they just love him.
Jeff, you ever wish the kids didn't like you so much so you could get some quiet?
No. And like I said, I really am easy to get along with, but they are, I mean, you know, and once again, I mean, it's just all a God thing because, you know, our personalities could have rubbed each other the wrong way and, you know, and the kids could have been hard to get along with, but they're great. I mean, just great kids. And, they made me feel so welcome. From the time I pulled up to audition, you know, it wasn't like, oh, here's another guy coming in to, you know, I mean, it was, hey, they were interested in me. They wanted to know about me, and they treated me on the bus that first weekend like I had been with them forever.
Another thing is this boy came prepared, you know, and that says a lot. When you come prepared, you know that person wants the job.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago when Rex Nealon called me, when I went to do that first rehearsal, I knew everything, and because I wanted the job. And he has worked really hard, and that means a lot, too. Another thing is we start our year off on a 21-day fast. And so when he came in, we were starting our fast the next week, and he jumped right in there with us. And that's something that you have to be spirit-led to do for 21 days, to go without something you love. And so he jumped in there with us, and, you know, he just jumped on board.
Right,
you know,
right.
In every aspect of our ministry, as far as our family, and, you know, just, you know, meeting a new friend, and he just jumped in there with us, and it was really awesome.
He's been a shelter in the storm when everything went wrong, a beckoning hand that led me back.
This is Daniel Britton Friends. Hey.
Though I can't see the road, don't know where I'm going, but man, I'm good to go. I feel the winds of freedom, they're dancing on my face, and I can hear the calling of the wide open space.
So a lot of technical stuff has to take place when you have a member change. You've got to take some new pictures. You've got to maybe redo a website. You've got to let all the fans know. And it may take some people who aren't into computers and stuff, it may take them a while before they even realize a change has been made. Not so much in this day and age. I know in the older days, until you made it to the West Coast to sing, they may not have really known, or until they got maybe a singing news article about it. The CD that had Susan and Karen and Devin on it is still fairly new, isn't it?
Yes.
The Day Wind CD?
It just came out August the 30th.
Of 09,
right? Of 09.
And it's a great project.
Thank you.
And by the way, the song that has been singing, Why Can't All God's Children Get Along? Isn't that a good song? Stephen Hill wrote it, right?
We love that song, yes.
So at this point, I know some groups will go in and they'll recut the new vocal. And then try to repackage it. What's your plans on project now? I mean, because you don't want to waste the CD. There's a lot of good songs on there. You don't want to just put out a new project just to put out a new project, I imagine.
Well, what we'll do is, we worked hard on that project, and we felt like that project was very anointed. And we will just let it stay as is, let it stand on its own. And we want to give this album longevity, the longevity that it deserves. But we are now starting to look for new songs, and we'll probably go and record probably in the summer, early fall, for, maybe the end of the year release or even the first of next year release. Mm-hmm. So we decided that, we would do that. We also have a DVD and Live at Oak Tree that will be out soon. And so that has Devin on there as well. But it's something that, the songs, speak for themselves, we feel. And we decided we're going to release this DVD and this CD and just go with it. So,
sure.
And I think the people understand that.
Yeah.
We just kind of move forward and do the best we can. And, right now Jeff's having to sing you know, other people's songs, you know, mm-hmm. as well as Devin and John Rousey. And but he will, you know, he'll have his own songs eventually with our new album. But he also plays the piano and sings the old hymn, "I'd Rather Have Jesus." Mm-hmm. That's very, very good. And so he does have something that he, you know, that the sure. folks can hear, you know, that they can relate him to as well. But we'll probably just keep moving forward. Well, no, we will just keep moving forward, and not probably. We will move forward and just let the albums run their courses.
Well, looking at it optimistically, I mean, at this point, you've got more of this mystique around Jeff. I mean, there's more of this. Well, we don't know what he sounds like. You can't even buy a CD with him on it. So we got to go to the concerts when they come to the hearing. So that can be used for good marketing too.
Why can't all God's children get along? We can't all be right. We can't all be wrong. We're just different singers in the same old song. Why can't all God's children get along?
We can't all be
Susan and Kieran Peck and Jeff, it's good to see you guys again. And you've been doing how many years? You've been doing this for a long time, Kieran. But I mean, with New River specifically, how
19.
Many years? 19 years. Wow.
19 years.
Has it flown by?
In some ways, absolutely, it has flown by. But then in other ways, you know, we look back and it just seems like a whole other life ago, doesn't
yeah.
it?
So,
yes, it does. But it's been a great 19 years.
It has. Yeah. We've been very blessed.
Have you started thinking about any big plans for the 20th?
Well, we had talked about, you know, maybe doing a very special 20th year project. So we're kind of thinking, you know, along that line.
KarenPeckinNewRiver.com, all spelled out, all one word, is where you can find out more about the group. And you guys do the Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that.
Yes, right? Susan Peck Jackson.
On Facebook. And
Karen Peck Gooch.
And Jeff Hawes.
And you're on there too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And also you can go on Karen Peck and New River. We have a page as well.
That's right. Become a fan. Follow you guys. Well, good. The songs we're hearing today is from the project titled
No Worries.
No Worries. And I think a lot of people now have seen the YouTube video of the Gaither Vocal Band riding in the car listening to your CD.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good endorsement.
That was funny. It was really neat because Bill heard our CD at the convention last year at the National Quartet Convention, and he loved that song. Yeah, so we were very excited.
And we have a big, big, major event coming up March the 12th.
Oh, no.
March the 12th.
Don't listen.
Which is what?
Karen's birthday.
Is this a milestone?
She's getting
a major milestone.
Oh,
it's the big one, not 40.
And it, let me tell you, she's getting revenge.
It's going to be big. You're going to be able to hear it all over the United States.
It won't be that big, huh?
It's going to be major.
Just shout her around the world.
Sad.
We'll celebrate. It'll be Karen Peck Day around the March 12th. We'll remember that.
Yes, it's going to be good.
I don't know why y'all think that's so funny and why you're grinning so much, but
Karen Peck Gooch, the big 5-0.
She just comes out and says it. Oh, yes, Jeff, are you confident enough in your position to be in cahoots
Absolutely
with Susan
not.
On anything?
I just smile and laugh.
So you're going to remain innocent.
Come on, Jeff.
I've not been with him that long.
Come on.
Hey, that boy knows he better stay neutral.
That's right.
Once you get past your probation period everything is sealed, then you'll do it okay.
Yeah, but then when I leave the room, he'll go, I'm in with you, Susan.
Happy birthday, Karen.
Thank you.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is my rainbow. Sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, 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 bright,
I've sat in ruins of regret and the rubble of my youthful dreams. Beneath it burned the faith I found the hour I first believed.
There are sorrows time cannot erase, countless tearful memories, and yet a light has led me since the hour I first believed. All the foolishness I've chased and the world that I embraced, back when you first found me on my knees, I've run so far from that place, but I see it clear today. Your grace has never let go of me from the hour I first believed.
Back when life was innocent, passion never dreamed defeat.
Sometimes it seems like yesterday, the hour I first believed.
But when yesterday was years ago, you have loved me faithfully.
Oh, you've never left or failed me from the hour I first believed. All the foolishness I've changed, found me on my knees, I've run so far from that place, but I see it clear today. Your grace has never let go of me from the hour I first believed.
Check the schedule. Make sure you see them when they're coming to a place near you in 2010 on a lot of the Gaither homecoming tour dates, so you can see them there when the tour comes to your area. Kieran Peck at NewRiver.com. Guys, thanks for taking time to tell Jeff's story and the story of New River again. And keep doing the music, okay?
Rushing past moments, kisses from God to change. Karen Peck and New River. And the new sound is with Jeff Hawes, and he's the new guy. We've been talking to Karen and Susan and Jeff today. Of course, the project was recorded with Devin McLamory, and the last project Devin was a part of with Karen Peck and New River, of course, titled No Worries. Great creative sound throughout this whole project, and we'll be looking forward to hearing Jeff on an upcoming project real soon. Again, KarenPeckandNewRiver.com online, KarenPeckandNewRiver.com, and our thanks for these guys hanging out with us on this episode of Daniel, Britt, and Friends. We'll see you here next week.
Listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel, Britt, and Friends.